Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views. Thanks for joining us. President Donald Trump is proposing shifting much of the responsibility for SNAP food benefits to the states, putting the program that helps hundreds of thousands of people in North Carolina at risk. The state Senate this year passed a provision that would have eliminated food benefits for more than 130,000 people. Here to talk about the threats to the SNAP program and the families who could be affected is Brian Kennedy with the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center in Raleigh. Well, Brian, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
President Trump has proposed a budget that has a lot of impacts on people in North Carolina. You've written a lot about what it would mean for people who are hungry, who receive SNAP, which people used to think of as food stamps. Tell us about it.
So the president's budget does a lot of things. Overall, it'll shift about $453 billion federal spending to the state. But specifically with SNAP, the budget over the course of 10 years will shift $116 billion to the states in order to support SNAP. What that means for North Carolina is over 10 years, North Carolina will have to come up with $3.9 billion to somehow be able to sustain the current SNAP program. That's going to be about $500 million every year that North Carolina will have to find.
For folks who aren't aware, how important is SNAP?
SNAP is critical. We have the eighth highest rate of food insecurity. That means that every night there's about 630,000 households, families who go to sleep who don't have enough to eat. That means that they're either skipping meals, that they're making decisions that they know aren't necessarily healthy for the families because they have to make ends meet. The SNAP program is critically important for reducing poverty in our state. Over the past 4 years, on average, SNAP lifted 175,000 households out of poverty each year, 81,000 of whom had children in them. So it's a critical program for reducing food insecurity, for putting food on the table, and for reducing poverty throughout the state. It's a huge critical program.
So President Trump wants to shift that responsibility to the state. You said it could be as much as $500 million a year. Given our legislators' history with that program, are you optimistic that they would be able to or go out of their way to find that money?
Even if the legislator wanted to maintain the current SNAP program, it just wouldn't be feasible. Not if we're going to continue to reduce our revenue as a state. So, for example, if we had kept our pre-2013 tax levels, we'd have an additional $2.8 billion in state revenues every year. But because we've made decisions to make tax cuts that benefit wealthy North Carolinians, we're not going to be able to make up that shortfall when we're going to be required to pay for SNAP.
I guess there's an indication of, and we were talking before we started, that the Senate passed a provision in its budget which would change eligibility and wasn't in the final budget, but it does give us a window into what some of our policymakers think about the program.
Absolutely. And I think one thing to point out about that provision was that it wasn't a cost-saving provision. There's a misconception about who uses SNAP and who benefits from the SNAP program in the state. And there tends to be a narrative that people who are on SNAP aren't working, or that they don't necessarily want to work, and that couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is that 50% of households, around 50% of households, are actually working who receive SNAP benefits, and they're working hard to make up the difference.
And there were a lot of children that would have been affected, right?
Absolutely. About 51,000 children would have actually possibly lost not just their SNAP benefits at home, but also they could have lost their eligibility for free or reduced lunch at schools.
What's going to happen to this budget, do you think?
I'm hoping that Congress will step up and realize that their state legislators and the state government just cannot handle the fiscal burden that this is going to bring. One thing in particular about SNAP and programs similar to it are that they are designed in a way that, one, make sure that no matter where you live in the United States, no matter what type of economic situation your state's going through, you're not going to go hungry. And that's a critical structure about the federal funding. And that's going to be completely devastated if it's switched over to state funding. This isn't just a theory. We know this. We've seen it happen before. In 1996, with welfare reform, TANF was switched from federal funding to a block grant, which required the state to come up with the money. And what we saw over time was that the TANF caseload declined dramatically. In 1996, in North Carolina, 74% of every poor family in North Carolina received TANF benefits. Today, that's down to 7%.
Wow.
And so we could see something similar happen to SNAP if this budget is passed.
This whole conversation is like a lot of the programs designed to lift people out of poverty. It seems like such a struggle when it seems so obvious to folks who study it. Do you think that lawmakers, state lawmakers, and I guess the president being in this category, don't understand what these programs do? Or do you think it's more, maybe even more pernicious than that?
I think, one, they don't understand how important the programs are, not just to individual families, but to the economy at large. These are programs that pump billions of dollars into North Carolina's economy as well as state economies across the nation. I think the other thing is, again, they don't necessarily understand that these aren't people who are just sitting at home waiting to receive checks. These are people who are working hard. They're trying to get off of social benefits, and they need these supports in order to be able to make ends meet.
Yeah, it's interesting that they do seem to be willing to support, and maybe this is what they would argue, or they have argued, that either churches or temples or synagogues will take up the slack, or the food banks, that this ought to be left up to the nonprofit and charity sector.
Right. And in North Carolina, we're lucky to have a really hardworking nonprofit sector that does look to reduce food insecurity. But the reality is that infrastructure is just not capable of solving the massive problem that we have. We have a system in place to reduce food insecurity, and that's called taxes. Everybody in the state pays in taxes. And as a result, everybody should be able to benefit from state resources such as SNAP or federal resources such as SNAP.
The business community ever been involved in fighting for this? I would think that the produce providers, grocery stores, people who actually benefit, the economic engines who actually make money off of helping people.
Yeah, I think that speaks especially true to smaller communities where a lot of retailers, majority of their food sales are from SNAP benefits. For every $1 invested in SNAP into the state of North Carolina, we get about $2.7 in economic activity. So it's critically important, especially small wholesalers, but also larger food businesses as well. And so they have been involved somewhat in the fight for SNAP.
For folks who aren't familiar with the federal budget process, what happens? President Trump has presented this budget. There's no real timetable, though, is there?
There's not. And additionally, we're not entirely sure exactly what the provisions will say, exactly how technically North Carolina's responsibility will be determined. We believe it's going to be about 25% in the next 10 years. So they'll have to come up with 25% of SNAP caseload.
And I guess if folks who are listening want to do something about it, I guess the people who represent them in Congress would be one place to go.
Absolutely. So North Carolina's congressional delegation definitely needs to hear that this is an important program, as well as our state legislators. They need to know that if this budget passes, there's going to be a state shortfall. We're going to have to make a decision between cutting SNAP benefits or reducing how much we're contributing to SNAP, or we're going to have to figure out how to increase revenue.
It's interesting that this is a theme throughout the state budget. They made a lot of funding decisions, especially the ones to reduce revenue, when I think everybody would assume that there's going to be deep cuts from the federal government in a variety of programs.
That's true. And it's not just for hunger programs. So the Social Services Development Block Grant, the state is reducing how much they're contributing to that fund. If Trump's budget passes as is, that program will be phased out over the past 10 years. So there's other elements, not just in SNAP benefits, but there's other elements in our state budget where we'll have to figure out how to bridge the gap in this shortfall.
Well, thanks for doing this report or bringing this up to date about this. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for having me.
Up next, the lack of accountability in the school voucher program. Stay tuned.